RFM Recce, 100% Ballarat.
Karen culture.
Yes.
Do you remember this whole thing from last year?
From Brighton. Karen from Brighton.
Yes, who doesn't want to walk around just her suburb.
I've done all the streets in Brighton. Where am I going to walk?
And the Karen at Bunnings.
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all known about these kind of speak to the manager types for quite some time, but they all really came to light in the last 12 months.
Yes.
And with that obviously comes some really great stories as speaking to the manager. So I've compiled a bit of a list that I have found, and some of these are great.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel for the people working in retail and customer-facing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kinds of people they are having to deal with.
Yeah, it's people that I don't know whether they realise that they look like total idiots. Or do you, surely if you realise you look like a total idiot, you wouldn't be doing it. But I don't know what's going through these people's heads when they go into the store that they bought something from and say, hey, I want to talk to a manager.
Who knows? Power trip, narcissist.
I don't know.
Who knows? But one of my favourite stories so far is this one. This person works for an energy company.
Okay.
And they've said, a customer wanted my manager because I wouldn't give them a free sample of electricity. Another customer wanted to complain because they didn't like the smell of the gas. I was more concerned that they could actually smell gas rather than what the smell was.
Yeah.
And quick fact, they add the foul smell to gas so you notice it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just imagine that phone call. Yeah, I want a free trial of my electricity, please. Have they never used electricity before?
Yeah, what were they on before?
I don't know.
I've just come from wood-powered a cabin in the woods. I'd like to try this electricity people are speaking of.
I hear it's great, but I want to try it before I buy it.
Yeah.
This one goes to from a waiter. I was a waitress at one stage, and you meet some real people doing that job.
Oh, yeah.
Real people. And this person said, I worked as a waiter. One time a customer asked to speak to my manager because she didn't like the lighting of the restaurant. She said it didn't match her aesthetic, and she wanted it changed so she could take photos to post on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, how good.
I have honestly never been so annoyed. She made a huge scene saying I was disrespectful because I wouldn't change the lighting for her. That's just a whole other, like, they're speaking to the manager about things, but then they're speaking to the manager about changing the lighting so it matches.
In the job description.
I'm sure that she's heard of filters, this person.
You would think so.
If she's all about the aesthetic, sure, the lighting can get changed in a filter quite easily. Anyways, this one. One of my jobs required taking passport pictures. A ridiculously high percentage of people would come in fresh from the gym with sweaty hair and no makeup and then screech about how horrible their photo looked.
Yep.
Some of them would ask for the manager. This person was the manager. Then demand to talk to the business owner. And was even asked to fix some of the pictures in Photoshop. I don't know about you, but my passport photo is pretty bad.
A passport photo is supposed to make you look like a criminal, or you don't know the photo's being taken.
Yeah, exactly.
They're the two.
This person worked at a jewellery store.
Okay.
I feel like you see a lot of people.
A jewellery store would be a tough one as well.
Because you get the couples coming in, you get the people wanting to buy for the wives.
And people who go into a jewellery store, they know what they want.
Yes.
Yeah.
They know if they're getting a ring or a bracelet or whatever.
Yeah.
This person said, I worked at a jewellery store. A customer once threw a fit because I wouldn't refund her for a $900 bracelet she allegedly bought, dropped and broke. She didn't have the item or the receipt, nor was there any record of her purchase in our system. She asked to speak to the manager, who also refused the refund. So this person's gone in being like, I want $900.
Yeah.
Why? Because the bracelet broke. Okay, where's the bracelet? Yeah. I don't have it.
Exactly.
Okay, where's the receipt? I don't have it, but I demand $900.
Exactly. And isn't it the best feeling, people who work in retail, when someone asks for the manager, you go and get the manager and the manager backs you up?
Or you're the manager. They're like, I want to speak to the manager. You do a turnaround, be like, yep, I'll go get them. Come back out.
Hi.
I'm the manager. That's the best.
It's so good. Oh, my goodness. Ballarat, now 103.1 with Josh and Maddie.